School lunch used to be a massive kid-friendly food, things like pizza, mac and cheese, chicken fingers. But what if that isn't what you're used to eating at home? With an ever-diversifying student body, lunchrooms in Greeley schools are trying to spice up their offerings by cooking food from different cultures. KUNC's Ponce Rutch has more.
Cooks in the central kitchen for Greeley Evans School District 6 are rocking out the morning that I visit. They're also chopping hundreds of onions, which makes my eyes tear up immediately.
I brought a reporter in on onion day.
Matthew Poling is the district's executive chef. He's showing me how some of the 10,000 meals the kitchen serves every day reflect the ethnicities and cultures of the students who eat them.
You know, our job is to find out what they want to eat and make it for them, really.
The first step is to figure out just who you're serving. And that in and of itself can be tough. Poling says he just looks around. There are lots of Latino kids in Greeley schools, so...
We hand roll burritos. I'm actually working on the enchilada recipe, which you'll see today.
They also use school records to see how the students identify themselves.
We do have demographic data that I can pull from the district level to look at that and know, you know, kind of the mix of students, either by school or overall as a district.
This is Jeremy West, the Nutrition Services Director for District 6. He says the data are pretty vague.
It's more ethnicity, I would say, than country of origin.
So there's no distinguishing whether your Latino students are more at home with spicy burritos, a traditionally Mexican food, or, say, the milder soups of Colombia. But that's not necessarily the point.
First of all, students have to eat it, so they have to like it. So we have a whole 20-step process of how we test a recipe item, whether it's an ethnic dish or not.
One of the ideas that passed the process is called Middle East Feast. It's set up as a bar with options like chicken kapsa and kofta, which is a lamb or beef meatball in a yogurt red curry sauce.
We tested the Middle East station at West High School last year, and I was there for that. It was obvious that some of these cultures were going to come try this food. You can tell they're saying, like, psh, that's not going to own up to my standards. And then they try it, and you see their face light up and say, hey, that actually tastes kind of like home.
Poling says it's not about making a perfect match. It's more about the effort and trying new things. We went to Greeley West High School so he could show how to incorporate one of these spices into a vegetable dish without extra fats or extra sodium.
Now that pan is nice and hot. It should go a little quicker.
What is that? That smells so good.
Want to try some vegetables?
Poling stir-fries broccoli, onion, peppers, and a few other vegetables in a pan. He adds a little bit of curry powder and a spoonful of minced garlic. And that's it.
Hey, this is your second time. This might be your third time back. You can see they're actually excited about eating vegetables. Amazing.
It's really good. I'm not too crazy about it, though. And it's because of some vegetables that people don't even like.
That's student Clint Elzey. He's not feeling the zucchini, and it's a little spicy for his tastes.
The curry powder got you?
Yeah, that powder stuff got me.
Do you eat a lot of veggies?
We don't do it this way. We usually boil it.
And this idea was just kind of to get him to try a different, you know, it's got curry spice, so different flavor profiles that maybe they haven't been exposed to, and just that vegetables can be tasty. If I can serve 200 kids today, and just one of them goes home and says, Mom, I want veggies tonight, I have done my job.
The most expensive change in representing more cultures was Poling's spice cabinet, which doubled from about 15 spices to around 30.
Garlic powder, black pepper, onion powder, chili powder, cumin, herbs, lemon pepper, paprika, turmeric, lime juice powder.
But it's hard to call stir-fried veggies particularly exciting, even if you have added a bit of curry powder. Still, it's changing the lunchroom game more than, say, pizza.
Yeah, well, pizza's always on the menu. You can't take that away or there'd be a revolution.
Well, one small lunchroom step at a time. For KUNC, I'm Ponce Rutch.